Tomorrow is the fifth anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan in 2011. The tsunami washed millions of tons of debris out to sea, and some of it began washing up on beaches on the U.S. West Coast in 2012. A trickle is still coming in, and it turns out fish and other marine life from Japanese waters hitched a ride. And now some of those remarkable castaways are on display at an aquarium in Newport, Oregon. Tom Bonsi from the Northwest News Network reports.
Oregon Coast Aquarium Assistant Curator Yvonne Machon-Kalura introduces me to a dozen well-traveled newcomers.
And they're swimming comfortably among the kelp right now.
Yeah, they look right at home here. And just looking at them, they're unusual looking. Not quite tropical, but pretty looking fish and healthy looking.
They each have a beautiful barred pattern on their bodies. So tall vertical stripes that alternate silver and black.
Fittingly, these sea creatures are called striped beakfish. We moved to the much larger open sea tank to look for some more of the arrivals. They're bigger, silver torpedoes with deeply forked yellow tails.
You'll see that there's a smaller school of larger fish that is staying pretty tight and close. Those are the yellow-tailed jacks. And they have a tendency.
Aquarium staff rescued more than a dozen jacks and one beakfish from the hull of a derelict boat last April. The half-sunk fiberglass wreck, coated in seaweed, was the front half of a roughly 50-foot-long commercial fishing vessel. It appeared to have drifted across the Pacific after 2011's big earthquake and tsunami in Japan and carried the live fish with it.
We don't know how old they are. We don't know how long they were in the hull, but it's possible that they got washed into the boat hull when they were small.
Machon-Kalura says DNA testing positively identified the now-grown fish as native to East Asian waters. They probably survived by nibbling on sea life that grew inside the hulk and whatever else washed in. The long-distance hitchhikers were kept in quarantine for 6 months before being judged safe and suitable to display. Aquarium visitor Nicole Chasen of Portland, Oregon, was suitably amazed.
Well, very surprised that they made their way all the way here. Yeah, and I hope that they're happy and they're being well treated as visitors.
Right.
So,
government agencies and marine biologists up and down the West Coast continue to watch out for more tsunami debris and hitchhikers. John Chapman is a marine expert at Oregon State University. He says Pacific Northwest coastal waters are probably too cold for the fish the aquarium put on display to reproduce. But there are lots of other potential invasive species that worry him.
Yeah, there are real bad characters in that debris.
Including sea stars, seaweeds, and parasites that could displace native species. Fortunately, the volume of suspected tsunami debris washing up on Pacific Northwest shores has tailed off in the past year. What's left out there is getting harder to distinguish from all the other trash in the ocean. Chapman says it appears the region has lucked out.
And we still don't have a final answer that we have dodged the bullet. We don't know that yet for sure. But I think as a rough estimate, maybe we did.
The caveat is that it sometimes takes a long time for an invader to become established. So the marine scientists will keep vigilant. One of the main methods of surveillance is to lower metal or plastic discs in the water to see what grows on them. In addition, trained observers are making periodic checks for sea life that's out of place on the undersides of coastal docks and pilings. The Japanese government donated $3 million to support debris dispersal modeling and coastal monitoring around the Pacific Rim. For Here Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.